back, hour number two, and it's always a pleasure to spend a little time with Gerald Celente. Ciao, buonasera.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time to say goodnight, Napoli. Remember that great Louis Prima song?
Louis Prima and Keeley Smith.
Yeah. And Louis Prima Jr., his son, I've seen this guy. Boy, he's terrific. His father would be proud of him. Oh, yeah, I saw him twice. They put on a great show, just like their father did.
No kidding.
Top. Louis Prima Jr., Louis Prima and the Witnesses. Louis Prima
Jr., sure.
I'm telling you, they are great. That spirit, that passion, that soul that America used to have once upon a time, before
gotcha.
It became boop, 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 boop,
oh, yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. One bad rap, man. One bad rap. Save it, Junior. You don't have a drop of boogie, not an ounce of jive.
Nothing. No, it's all computer product. It's crap.
Yep.
There's
arrogant little stupid garbage.
Yeah.
We, by the way, which is now becoming the American spirit.
All too true. All too damn true. We don't have a spirit anymore. We don't have a soul
arrogant,
as a culture.
Arrogant, stupid American spirit.
Yeah.
I got these little clowns telling me what it is and what it was.
I know.
Hey, Junior, if you haven't been there, save it. Don't want to hear your nonsense.
They don't have a clue, Gerald. They have no idea. No idea what they missed. No remotest clue imaginable.
Nope.
They have no.
Nope.
They
nope.
can't
nope.
know.
Nope.
I'm not going to give them a free
there,
ride.
If you haven't been there, no. Don't tell me what it is or what it was.
Yeah.
I'm born in 1946. Right after World War II, Europe is destroyed. America's at the top.
Right.
It is
the
hottest, happiest times. And I'm a Napolitano born in the Bronx. And anybody that knows anything about Italy, Naples is different than all of Italy. Because Naples was the richest seaport in the world for centuries. Oh. Everything coming through, going into Naples and then into the rest of Europe. And it was conquered, or tried to be conquered, from the Arabs to the French to the Germans to the English, on and on and on and on. But the Neapolitans kept fighting for their freedom and to be who they wanted to be. So we're fighters. We didn't get taken over. They came in there and we threw them out. So the Neapolitans are a whole different spirit than the rest of Italy. And again, Italy was all, it wasn't Italy one country. It was the freedom of the different areas until they started globalization.
It's reflected in the music, the Neapolitan songs.
Oh, yeah.
Different, totally different.
Totally
fascinating. Fascinating.
So I'm a Napolitano born in the Bronx. And when you're born in the Bronx, and I'm the littlest kid, they used to put kids online back in the day. The shortest were first.
Yeah.
I was always the shortest. So the little bullies like Mad Dog Mattis, like the guy that we got, the guy that used to be on the board of directors of Raytheon, the second biggest defense contractor. Oh, you mean General Lloyd Austin? Oh, yeah, these big guys used to try to pick on me.
What a jerk. What a token.
And I learned how to fight right away.
Yeah.
My father, may his soul rest in peace, he said to me, son, show them no quarters. Mm-hmm. If anybody tries to take you out, you finish them out. So that's who I am. And I grew up at a time when America was going through the height of the best of it was. Mm-hmm. And I had brothers and sisters born in the 1930s. And I had parents born in the early 1900s, grandparents in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And I got to see all of that. And then I saw where it's going.
Yeah.
You look back at America. Look at the roaring 20s. Look at the way the women dressed. Hotter than hot. Great looking guys. Smoother than smooth. The Great Depression. The Great Depression. The hottest, happiest music America ever knew. Swing time. Drop all your cares and woes, leave your troubles by the doorstep. Life could be so sweet on the sunny side of the street, building up the spirit. Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman, the hottest, the best of the best, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, all of the great cats.
Hey, Cab Calloway. Come on.
Cab Calloway.
American blacks dressed magnificently in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Yes. They were hottest of the hot.
Well,
every white cat wanted to be like the black cat.
It's true.
Louis Armstrong. Do you know that I put on a concert with Ella Fitzgerald?
No, I didn't.
At the convention center in Atlanta, Georgia. I think it was in 1977 or 78.
Wow.
And we went backstage, and I was married at the time, and she said to my wife, may she rest in peace, Marianne, she said, you remind me of my goddaughter, Carmen. I put on a concert. I was the number two guy running a major trade association. Huh. And we put on, trade shows, and we had the parties afterwards. I put on a concert. I took over the Superdome. And it was either again 77 or 78 in New Orleans, and I put on a concert for Dionne Warwick.
Wow.
So I've been there. I know what the deal is.
Yeah.
And again, I've been with presidents, prime ministers, and princes. I've been around. I've been on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I see where this country's going, and it breaks my heart. How the soul has been sucked out of America. And they robbed us of our joy and freedom with this COVID war crap locking down. They destroyed the lives and livelihoods of billions of people. Your office occupancy rate is about 43%. All the businesses that depended on commuters, the dry cleaners, the delicatessens, happy hours? No happy hours anymore. All the office occupancies, you want to see the biggest buses going to happen? You wait to see as interest rates keep going up and the debt levels keep growing higher because you got to pay more on your loans and all these offices aren't occupied. You're going to see a real estate collapse in the office and commercial real estate in big metropolitan areas that is unimaginable because these low-life pieces of garbage scum crap destroyed our lives and sucked the joy and beauty out of them with their COVID war mandates. Hey, Jeff. We're going to flatten the curve. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Just give us 2 weeks.
Give us two weeks. And we're going to make that 2 weeks a month. Look at that little arrogant boy. A little arrogant boy of nothing. Gavin Newsom. Look at that arrogant little boy of nothing. Andy Cuomo, a daddy's boy. Look at that arrogant little boy of nothing. Justin Trudeau. My daddy was Pierre.
No, his daddy was Fidel. That's
you
the
got
inside
it.
Stuff.
Who did his mama be with?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You saw the picture of her beaming when he was introduced to Fidel at one point as a younger man. She was beaming. That was a funny picture. Now, I put up at the top of the homepage, right next to guests. You'll see it. It's the second image up there. I wanted to make sure people got a chance to scroll down to it. It's Gerald's Peace and Freedom Rally. It's a big banner on my homepage.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's under Gerald's name and guests as well, featuring Gerald Celente, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Gary Null, Philip Giraldi, and the Hot Damn Band. And that's going to be fun. That's July 23rd, 2 p.m., all right, Kingston, New York.
On the four corners of freedom, Crown and John Street. And I own three of the buildings. It's the only place in America with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings.
Hard to believe. Just amazing.
And I bought them. I was looking to leave the country. It's a long story, and I don't want to go into it. But I was in Berlin, and I realized that, you know, when I looked at Berlin, this was the grandest city in Europe before it was destroyed. It was grander than Paris. And I said, how come the people didn't fight back? You were losing. And I came back, and it was a for sale sign on one of the buildings, and I was looking to leave the country, and I realized I can't run away. It's my country. Love to leave it, you leave it. And Kingston, by the way, was the first capital of New York State. The Constitution that was written for Kingston, over 70% of America's Constitution comes directly from that Constitution. And John Jay, the first Supreme Court Justice, he was a judge here.
Be darned.
So that's why I'm doing this.
What's on the fourth corner, Gerald? Excuse my interruption. You got three of them.
It's a joke. The fourth corner is the 1681 Person House.
Okay.
It's run by the Ulster County, you know, they run it. It's a museum. The museum is only opened from May, from Memorial Day to Labor Day. It's closed on Sundays, and it's only open till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, they obviously don't want people to go to it. They're shutting it down.
They're dumb people.
It's beyond stupid.
That's why I own
it's
what I own.
Stupid. Yeah, yeah.
Because the people here don't have an appreciation for what this is. You know, there are two kinds of people, Jeff. There are people that stay home and people that leave home. And these people never left home.
Nicely said. I hope you get it one day.
Nah, I don't. I have enough. Because what I'm doing is, this is, you know, I didn't call this a peace and freedom festival. I called it a rally. Because if we don't rally for peace and freedom, we're finished. You look at the cover of our Trends Journal 2 days before the Russia invasion of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
COVID war, Ukraine war, world war. World War III has begun. The United States has sent, they've stolen almost $60 billion of our money and sent it to Ukraine since February 24th.
Yeah.
The United States is not in a proxy war with Russia. We are at war with Russia.
If I
said to you, hey, listen, Jeff, I need a gun. I want to blow the brains out of this guy to cross the street from me. I can't stand this guy.
And I supply you with a gun. Here, Gerald.
Are you a...
accessory? Totally.
Right? You're an accessory to the crime?
Totally.
Right?
Yes.
America is at war with Russia. End of story.
We got men on the ground training their troops. We got special forces, snipers. We got, you name it. We're giving them satellite data,
intelligence,
coordinates.
Right? Yep.
Oh, everything. Everything. We are 100% involved.
Now, could you imagine if Russia was doing the same thing as that little daddy's boy, a little boy of absolutely nothing that I would call a little piece of garbage crap right to his face, little Georgie Bush.
Yep. Yeah.
A nothing of a clown. Now, his wars, we're going to get that guy Saddam Hussein. Oh, no. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Oh, and the guy, Hussein tried to kill my daddy. Now we're going to go after him. Could you imagine if the headlines read that Russia is supplying Iraq with $60 billion to defeat the American invasion?
Same thing. Perfect example. Perfect.
But They would never do that. That would be a crime. How dare you stop America from murdering innocent people? How dare you stop America from destroying Afghanistan for 20 years?
It's not America
anymore. How dare you tell America, not America, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, the arrogant little nothing of a boy who couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, little Barack Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. I want that guy, Gaddafi, out of there. He gotta go. I want that guy Assad out of there in Syria. He gotta go. Oh, that's fine. No, Salenti, you're not saying it properly. Assad has to go. You have to say it properly.
It's all true. Everything you say is true. And we are absolutely at war with Russia. I don't know how many red lines Putin is going to lay down that we walk across and stomp on before he does what he has to do. They're pushing him.
World War III has begun. They're not going to make it official until a nuclear exchange happens.
And then who really starts it, Gerald? False flag. Do we do it to force Russia?
Yep.
Don't count
false
it out.
False flag or real. That's right.
And then we got woman. I don't know if you saw this woman. Let me play this. This is 90 seconds. You got to hear this. I don't know if you've heard it.
Yep.
Baylor University medical doctor. Her name is Carol Baker. Right? Here's her solution to how to get rid of anti-vaxxers. Right? Anti-bioweapon.
Yep.
Here we go.
The battle is being fought one family, one physician, one health center. That's why we're doing as well as we are. We're talking about the minority and strategies against the minority. So I have the solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, hesitance, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States.
That's a white woman talking. That's not in America.
White woman. A jerk.
Yeah. She's
black,
a piece
green,
of crap.
Yellow, man, woman. Just a jerk.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're up against here now. And that kind of stuff
we're up against
is,
nothing. We're up against nothing.
We're up against people who are teaching four-year-old boys and girls how to masturbate.
We're up against nothing, and that's why I'm holding a peace and freedom rally, not a festival. We have to unite to defeat these evil, demonic people.
Oh, they've
got to
be taken down. They're demonic.
Demonic and evil.
Totally.
And we have to do it peacefully.
Correct.
And the Berlin Wall fell without any violence. The Berlin Wall fell because the people went there and they didn't leave. More people came and they didn't leave. More people came and they didn't leave. More people came day after day, night after night, and they didn't leave. And then the people outnumbered these little boys and girls in their military drag, and they said, I better put down my gun. And that's how it came down. And that's what I'm doing with this peace and freedom rally. We have to rally for peace. If you go and look at one of the top stories now on RT, Russia Today, and it's...
okay.
World is nearing brink of nuclear war, Tulsi Gabbard. Oh,
yeah.
You mean Tulsi Gabbard is saying that? Oh, if you look at the magazine cover, the Trends Journal, on February 22nd, 2 days before the war, COVID war, Ukraine war, world war. I've only been saying this now for over 5 months. Oh, but now Tulsi Gabbard is saying it, so it must be real. They are taking us to a nuclear war. For more proof, all you have to do, have you seen that moronic, ignorant,
yes.
stupid video?
Yet 90 seconds of absolute mindless pap, garbage, trash, a joke, a sick joke. Yep.
Yep. Could you play that?
It is 5:14.
Yeah, let me find it. Hold on, I've got it here somewhere.
Have had a lot to worry about lately. Now city officials.
Is that Tulsi? Who is it?
No. I was just googling it up.
Yeah, let me find it. I can play it here. New York PSA nuclear wall. Okay. Here it is. Here we go.
I play it. It's a joke.
I'll tell you why it's a joke, even more so with Gerald in just a second, but here's what the people of New York are being advised to do.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one has hit, okay? So what do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows. Step two, stay inside. Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step three, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe. All right, you've got this.
Okay, there it is. I don't know where to start laughing, but...
I know.
It's so pathetic. You know, there are still fallout shelters that were actually built in the 1950s that still have old crackers and food and bunk beds in them. They're forgotten, but most every city has some. And Russia, as you know, Gerald, can put the entire population of Moscow in underground nuclear bomb shelters within 45 minutes. They can do it. They've done it. They've had drills. So there you go.
So going back to that... Go on. I'm sorry.
No, you, please.
That moronic, little, idiotic PSA, public service announcement, warning Americans that a nuclear bomb has been dropped. Oh, and don't tell me who did it or why. I'll tell you what to do.
Doesn't matter who.
An actress. So here's the deal. This is duck and cover 2.0.
Sure.
Remember when we were kids, they had us hiding under a desk in case a nuclear bomb went off?
Yes.
That was going to make a difference and you wouldn't melt?
Yeah. I know. It was hilarious. Duck and cover.
And this is duck and cover 2.0.
Yeah.
You got this guy, another arrogant boy, playing mayor in New York, Eric Adams?
Yeah, he's a punk. Another one.
So here's what he said about the video. He said, quote, "I'm a big believer in better safe than sorry, and that New Yorkers should be prepared."
Well,
and it gets better. You ready?
Yeah.
That stupid thing all right, again, in this week's Trends Journal, we have an article that was done by Louisiana University that if a nuclear exchange between the United States and Russia happens, we'll be going into a new ice age that will last for thousands of years. just to put it in perspective. So this arrogant Adams, AA, arrogant Adams, said, I'm a big believer in better safe than sorry, and that New Yorkers should be prepared. And then a reporter said to him, isn't this overly alarming? And he said, no. These are just smart things to do. Oh, smart things to do? Nuclear explosions are ripping across New York.
The city is leveled practically.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to shower and get rid of your clothes.
Yeah, and to stand in the middle of a room so the glass doesn't hit me? What am I, 6 years old? Who are you talking to? And then they got this other little arrogant clown of nothing, a bureaucrat. Bureaucrats, they misspelt the word. It's bureaucrats. These are little crappy crap heads that can't get a job in the real world because they're so stupid. But they know how to suck into the system. So they suck into the political system and get the jobs. So this little moronic, ignorant, arrogant Zach Eiskill, who's the Organization of Economic Office of Emergency Management in New York, said, quote, this is a quote, as the threat landscape continues to evolve.
Threat landscape.
Oh, what threat landscape? Oh, you mean the war between Ukraine and Russia? Are you warning us that there's going to be a nuclear attack? He goes on to say, it's important that New Yorkers know we are preparing them, you ready, for any imminent threats and providing them with resources they need to stay safe and informed.
Sure thing.
So now, let's see what this little arrogant idiot moron dope says. Stay safe and informed. This guy, this Adams dictates, says that these three steps to make you safe, and these are just, you ready? They're smart things to do. Hey, dumbbell, it's a nuclear explosion. You don't come out there and say very calmly, well, when something happened, I'm not going to tell you what, but this is what you, oh my God, a nuclear explosion. You'd be going nuts. And he's saying these are smart things to do. If nukes are dropped, this is nonsensical. To follow these idiotic orders dished out by an actress with a voice and attitude of a third grade teacher is an insult to
anyone. That's exactly how she was talking to people in that PSA, like they were elementary school
children. Like you're in the third grade.
That's right. Yeah.
So how stupid could you be to swallow the stupidity of their made-up duck-and-cover air raid drills? And for this Adams to say we should be prepared, for what? Nuclear annihilation? If a nuclear bombs are dropped, it's going to be the beginning of the end on Earth.
Got it. Did you see the one in New Jersey at the mall? It's about a six-foot, double-sided, kind of like a big sandwich board. Radiation emergencies. What should I do? If a radiation emergency occurs, people can take actions to protect themselves, their loved ones, and their pets. Number one, get inside. Number two, stay inside. Number three, stay tuned. And there's some extraneous material.
Oh, so please send me that. I got to see that moronic
one. I just did. It's on the way. Should have it. The Menlo Park Mall in Edison, New Jersey. Did you get it?
This is so sad. Yeah. They're leading us that's why I've launched Occupy Peace, and I did that back in 2014 when the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama in 2011 started all these wars.
You mean the guy about a mile away from the White House living in that mansion with Samantha Power and Valerie Jarrett, who are sending marching orders to the brain-dead fraud in the White House?
Yep.
And his wife, Dr. Jill, who called all Mexicans tacos the other day? How was that? Oh, it just you can't make this stuff up.
No. Yep, I got your mall thing. Radiation emergencies, what should I do? Could you imagine the stupidity? And no. We pay for this. We pay for these clowns to put this crap together.
Well, we paid for the $48 million we just agreed to send to Cokehead Zelensky in Ukraine again. How much have you sent over there?
No. It's almost now to $60
million. $60 billion
since the war began on February 24th.
Mm-hmm. Since we caused the war to begin because Zelensky was about to invade Donbass and slaughter everyone.
They killed over 15,000.
Since we overthrew the government 8 years ago.
Yep.
Nope. Putin had to go in. He did. He saved countless lives. It's been a costly victory, but I just wish he had gone in with a little different posture.
I'm totally against the invasion. I made it very clear, but I totally understand why it happened. Again, go back to our 2014 Trends Journal.
All the facts
are there.
We
wrote about how the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych, Victoria Nuland, Jeffrey Pyatt, the ambassador.
Vicky. Yep.
And the Kagan gang.
Yeah, I know. Bad stuff.
Yep.
We really are the evil on the planet. Not everyone out there listening, but this alleged government, we're just a part of the international geopolitical control mechanism now. We do what we're told. It's all run by the big banksters. Come on.
They want
war. They want destruction. Why? Because when you rebuild it, you make a hell of a lot of money. It's all about money.
It's all about money. And again, as we're going into the worst economic crisis in modern history. And what happens is, as everybody goes bust, the Blackstones, the Black Rocks, all of the big hedge funds and the investment groups buy up everybody else, and the bigs get bigger. And that's all it is. Very few own everything. 1% control over 52% of the equity markets. 1%.
Think about that.
1%.
It really is mind-boggling. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, these billionaires, the Buffetts, the Bezos, the Gates, the Musks, not a penny for peace.
Oh, no.
Billionaires having given us one penny for OccupyPeace.com.
Money in death, money in war, money in destruction, money in rebuilding.
Nothing for peace.
No.
You know why?
Tell me.
They're pieces of crap.
There you go. Wrong kind
of
pieces.
There's no money for peace from pieces of crap. From pieces of Bezos crap, Buffett crap, Gates crap. All they're interested in is themselves. And their egos. Soros crap. Oh, that guy. How many countries has he spent money to overthrow?
He started out as a teenager in Germany in World War II. He's been a real...
And you know, I look at that guy, man. I look at his eyes. I look at his face. I say, man, if I had his money, I'd rather be me and let him keep his money. Wouldn't want a penny of it if I had to look like and be like that guy. Mm-hmm. And one after another, not one of them. How about a Fink from BlackRock? Yeah, a real Fink. Wouldn't want to be
name.
One of them.
Perfect name.
A Fink.
BlackRock, Vanguard. BlackRock is even much bigger than Vanguard.
$10 trillion.
Yeah. They're huge.
$10 trillion.
They just keep buying. They keep, well, they're going to crash it, and then they're going to buy it up at 10 cents on the dollar.
That's right. And when the economy, right. Yep. Look, when we were young guys, who ever thought that Blackstones and all these companies would be buying up homes and then renting them out to people because they can't afford to buy a home, but they want to
live in
one.
They're buying up every house that's for sale in any particular zip code. They're actually buying all houses in zip codes.
Yep.
That's how much money they've got?
Yep. So this is terrible. If we don't fight for peace and freedom, we're going to be dying in war. What people don't understand, and although they see it and hear it, is that mentally ill people are in control of our lives.
Mentally depraved pedophile.
Well, psychopaths, sociopaths,
look,
and
come on, look at Hunter
liars.
Biden. What's the deal? It's all on his laptop. The Russians have a copy of everything. And the guy is walking around every day like everything's perfectly normal. He even called his father a pedo in his own laptop. So, I guess we get what we deserve here, Gerald. We're not getting out.
And that's why
I don't see one person with a damn plaque.
And you said we get what we deserve. And what I'm saying is that's why I'm fighting for peace and freedom. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is costing a lot of time and energy and money. I'm doing it to fight against this. I'm not talking about it. I'm taking action. And everybody listening, if you want to do something, go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com. You'll see what and on Jeff Rentz has the poster as well. Be here on the 23rd. We have to make the news. 2 p.m. on Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street, in Kingston, New York, where the seeds of democracy were sown.
I wish I
If you don't want to do anything, don't do anything. If you want to do more and you can't be here, donate. It's up to you to change it. If you do nothing, then rot in hell, because that's where we're going. There's a great quote. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams.
Oh, thank God those people aren't around to see what we've allowed.
Well, I am honoring them, and that's what I'm doing to fight.
Good.
I honor the founding fathers. George Washington, no foreign entanglements. Anyone that does not honor the founding fathers, you're not welcome to be here. You do what you want to do. You want to support Ukraine. Send your money. You go over there.
Put your little flag out in your front yard. Put your little Ukraine flag out.
It's not my trip. I'm an American. I believe in the founding fathers. You don't. I do. So if you want to go support Ukraine, you send your money. Don't ask me for mine. You go over there and fight. I'm not going to. If anybody tries to invade my country, I will fight. But that's not my country. Oh, and by the way, moron, imbecile, little jerk, stupid, dope head. It's been going on between Russia and Ukraine for, 1,000 years?
Long time. Long, long time. I got that picture 100 years ago. It was just a little graphic somebody made, drew it up. And it showed Ukraine as the beating heart of all of Russia. In other words, that's where the agriculture came from, a lot of the heavy industry. 100 years ago, Ukraine was thought of as the heart of Russia. So your point is well taken. You've been going back and forth on this forever.
If you know, I went to a outdoor car show, all old cars. I wanted to see some friends.
See, that's it. Now, okay.
I saw all those cars as I was a kid, you know. I remember the Buick Dynaflows, you know. Oh, yeah, I drove them. I had an MG Midget when I was 17 years old. You know, and my father...
I had an MG TD in 1953 in college.
Wow.
You had an MGA.
Yeah.
MGA?
No, Midget. MG Midget.
Oh, yeah, Midget. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, my father, may rest in peace, had a Hudson, a Buick, a Dynaflow. Remember the Dynaflow?
Sure.
A Coupe de Ville, a Cadillac Coupe de Ville. Bought one of the first Mustangs in 1964. Yeah, it was a British racing green. I had a Torino, a 396, three-speed Torino with no power steering. I should have been dead, you know, 20 times driving that thing. Anyway, so I go to this
car.
That's
a hot car.
Oh,
no power steering?
Oh, it was wild. Turquoise with a black vinyl roof. It was beautiful. Anyway, so I go to this thing last Sunday, and I'm sitting out in front of this restaurant, and I'm watching the people walk by.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my heart broke. Everybody, out of, I'm going to give a rough number. 75% were either overweight or obese.
Mm.
Dressed so slovenly and sloppily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, you go back to what America used to be. You look at those pictures of people on bread lines during the Great Depression. They have hats and suits and ties on. And I looked at these people, and it was so sad to see how low it's gone. Some of them could hardly walk. They're so obese. And the crap that they're eating. And I look at how low this country has fallen. When we were the envy of the world, and everybody from every country wanted to come here. That's not what it is anymore. People aren't saying, I'd love to come to America, the land of opportunity. I'd love to come to America, the hottest sounds and styles in the world. American music was what everybody in the world wanted to have, from ragtime to swing, to R&B and rock and roll, to soul, to Motown, and now it's no town. It's one bad rap, all the way around.
No town. I like that. Motown to no town. That's right.
Synthesized, arrogant.
That's a hell
crap.
Of a car you had, my friend.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, I should have been dead.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Ford Torino. Yeah. And what happened was I got married, and my wife, may she rest in peace, couldn't drive a standard shift. So that's why I sold it.
You still had it now. It'd be worth a pretty penny. Clint Eastwood made a movie called Gran Torino? He did.
I didn't know that, yeah.
He did.
Yeah, my brother had a 1957 Chevy, and he had a GTO. Yeah, I had all those. So anyway, I go to these things, you know, this is like ancient history to me when I go to these things. But to see the people and to see how low it's fallen.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were no fat people when we were kids, we were young.
The only people that were thin. Yeah. Yep.
Once in a while you'd get somebody who was called a husky. But they were not fat. They were not obese.
Listen to Fats Domino's song. Fats Domino, of course, was a great guy, you know. Yeah. New Orleans, the beginning of rock and roll. And in one of his songs is, they call me the fat man because I weigh 200 pounds. 200 pounds now is light.
It's nothing. Nothing. Grand. I'm going to find this.
Oh, yeah, the Gran Torino. I know all of them, yeah. And yeah, so but to see the people and see how low the country's gone, so that's what I'm fighting for. I want a renaissance. I want to bring American spirit back to what it was when it was a land of opportunity. Were there terrible things going on all the time? Never as bad as they are now. And so if we don't change it now, it's going to be hell on earth. Because going back to that video that I was talking about in New York City that people could go look at. Is that guy Adams nuts, or are they preparing us for the next nuclear war? That is the question. Why are they doing that? And that email you sent me from New Jersey saying to people that radiation emergencies and what you should do. Are they preparing us for nuclear annihilation? Because that this is coming out now, and people aren't talking about it, this is unprecedented. How damn stupid can you be to think what you should do if a nuclear bomb is dropped? You're going to be nothing. And if you even make it, you're not going to want to be living in a world that's been destroyed by nuclear weapons.
Quite right.
So, OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Gary Noe from Progressive Radio Network, Scott Ritter, Phil Giraldi, myself, and the Hot Damn Band. And we're fight. This has to be the beginning of a major global peace movement. And it's up to you to make it happen. Be here at the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street, next Saturday, July 23rd at 2 p.m., or go to OccupyPeace.com and donate. Put your money where your heart is, because I'm doing everything I can to make this happen, and I can't do it alone. United we stand, divided we die.
How do we donate? What's the easiest way?
Occupy Peace. You go there, there's a donate button. So,
well,
yeah, also I launched
the
Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice, and that's freedompeacejustice.com. And they're also being involved in this. No, this is serious. Again, they're quoting Tulsi Gabbard now.
I know.
What that was almost 5 months ago? We're saying
typical,
this is going to happen?
Typical opportunist crap. Yeah.
No, this is serious. Again, when you watch that video, that moronic video, this emergency, clowns, little arrogant clowns. But I don't, nuclear, don't ask me what happened. Just this is what it is. And don't go out. I love the closing line. And don't go out until officials.
Until we tell
officials,
you to.
Officials.
That's
no,
right.
Officials.
Tell the officials.
You know who the officials are? They're official pieces of crap. Officials. You little jerk. You little arrogant clown. What official? Official. What am I? Who are you talking to? Official.
Official POS department.
Yeah.
These people, there's nobody who is, honestly, I don't think any honorable American patriot would want to run for political office now.
Nope.
Why would they want to? Think about
nope.
it.
Well, ask a real man, unlike these little arrogant boys, Dwight D. Eisenhower, 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces in World War II.
Yeah.
You've got your computer there. Google it up. Any man seeking the office of presidency is either an egomaniac or crazy.
Basically, is unfit to hold it. Simple.
He just said it, either an egomaniac
mm-hmm.
or crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Eisenhower didn't want to run. He was a president of Columbia University. They pushed him into it. He also said anybody over 70 years old shouldn't have this job.
Well, Phil, General George Patton probably would have been president had they not killed him off. He knew what was going on.
Yep.
A great man. Another great man. All right, I just sent you off a gift package of Gran Torino information.
Oh, funny. That was some car, huh?
Yeah. Well, Clint has one in this movie, and it's kind of the centerpiece of the movie.
Yeah, mine, again, was turquoise and a black vinyl roof. God,
the 396 and three on the floor with no power steering?
Oh, yeah. No, it was a real deal. Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man. They used to hop.
That's funny.
And of course, I used to do all this drag racing too. You know, like they may censor you now for saying that. You can't say drag racing anymore.
Oh, that's right. Stop being disrespectful, Gerald. That is absolutely outrageous.
And you listen to the old swing songs, and people used to say how gay they were. Can't say that anymore. It doesn't mean happy.
Well, that was a nice word at one point. I remember it before.
So you know, again, be who you want to be. I could care less. You know, but yeah. Don't tell me who I have to be either, what I have to believe. I could care who you be, whoever you want to be. Do whatever you want to do. You're free to do it, and I'm free to be me. You're free to be you.
Well said. All right, my friend. I wish you the best. We'll keep this ad up, and hopefully
thank you.
Pack it, and something will happen.
Yep, right. We got to make the news with it. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Joe.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah.
Clint Eastwood's Gran Torino. That was a good one. Okay, back with hour 3 and Professor Eric Carlstrom coming up next.